Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria reached a maximum of 29 degrees today. Joburg and Mbombela up to 27.
In pause off a collision on Witkopen Road at Cambridge Road, it's causing slow-moving traffic.
In your sport, the Vodacom Bulls could turn to Willie Leroux for fly-half duties in light of Johan Huisen's injury, and Alexander Zverev off to a good start in his Aussie Open quarterfinal. He's won the opening two sets against Tommy Paul.
South Africa has hit our 300th day without any load shedding. Eskom says in a statement that the savings it's making in diesel spent to keep the lights on are now invested in the business to drive efficiencies further. This while Electricity and Energy Minister Hossein Ramaphosa says South Africa's energy market reforms and investment opportunities will be showcased at the World Economic Forum in Davos in Switzerland this week. President Cyril Ramaphosa is leading the South African delegation, where he is set to address the forum today. Senior economist Zanti Pai says energy supply is an improvement that will be highlighted to draw international investors.
Of course, investors will want to see about what is the future going to look like. Once you get investment, that means that there will be more demand for energy. Is the country ready then for more demand that can be introduced? So those are the kinds of things that they have to talk about.
The Companies and Intellectual Property Commission, the CIPC, has started deregistering some 800,000 companies due to non-compliance. CIPC spokesperson Ndileka Kola says dormant companies pose a risk of being used for money laundering, terror financing and other criminal activities.
The consequences of deregistration for non-compliant businesses are quite severe, and they include directors being personally liable for companies' debts, bank accounts being frozen by relevant banks.
In America, it was a busy night. Hours after he was inaugurated, President Donald Trump signed tens of executive orders to signal the start of his second term in the White House. He repealed the numerous executive orders promoting LGBTQ equality and issued new ones decreeing,
"It will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female."
Another executive order states that Trump is withdrawing the U.S. from the Paris Climate Treaty. He's also directed America to withdraw from the World Health Organization, a body that he has repeatedly criticized over its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. And Trump granted pardons to more than 1,500 of his supporters who stormed the Capitol on January the 6th, 2021. Among those receiving a pardon are the former leader of far-right group the Proud Boys and leader of another far-right group, the Oath Keepers. Also on stage through the night in America was the richest man in the world, South African-born Elon Musk. He's now officially in Trump's administration and will head the Department of Government Efficiency, another order signed off by Trump. Musk told the thousands of supporters he also has other aspirations.
"Can you imagine how awesome it will be to have American astronauts plant the flag on another planet for the first time? Bam! Bam!"
There need to be things that inspire you. There need to be things that make you glad to wake up in the morning and say, "I'm looking forward to the future."
I'm Gerrit Suzanet vir die hoofnuus die uur. Eskom fokus nou om meer winsgewend te wees na 300 dae van geen beurtkrag.
It's like he's talking to children. Could you speak to a child like that?
Yes.
Imagine.
Yes. Bam, bam, and then he puts the flags on the planet.
So temptation has arrived in the form of Feike, the braai koning, which is not something that is afforded to us as veganuary people. So we have gone vegan in January, no meat. Feike brought meat to tempt us. There are three envelopes with challenges, which we'll do in a moment. Lisa of Lizay say Phil deserves the free pass.